This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lilinishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also Lilinishmas, Reb Chaim ben Reb Elazar, also Lizchus Refu Shalem for Kol Chayli Am Yisrael, also Lizchus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in a Sunim B'Tzara V'Shivya. We're up to Meseches Shavuos, Perik Aleph Mishnah Hei. We had started off talking about swearing, Shavuos, someone who makes a Shavuot, but then we digressed right away, and we're talking about Kodshim, we're talking about bringing Karbonus, and what Karbon is Mechaper for what. Reb Shimon, which is ostensibly Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, went ahead and argued with the Chachamim about whether or not which carbon is mechaper for what. And the Chachamim had a question on him, and he answered them. Reb Shimon ben Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Shimon ben Reb Yehuda says, Mishmoy, in the name of Reb Shimon, again, like we said, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Se'ir Rech Shechadoshim mechaperin ala tor she'och lesatame. The carbon that's brought, the sa'ir, the goat that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, is mechaper for somebody who was tahar, that ate tamei dige kadshim. It was a carbon that he was supposed to eat, let's say a shlamim or whatever, and it became tamei, and he was tahar, but he ate tamei, and he shouldn't have eaten it, but he didn't know, and therefore there's a carbon that's brought to be mechaper for him. Moisav aleim shel regalim, when the carbon that's brought on yomim tovim is mechaper for that, and she mechaper al ator shachlas atame v'al shel ein boy yedia loy b'tchilu v'loy b'sayf. Not only does the person who is a tahar that ate tamei diga food, but also somebody who was tamei that came to the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't know. He doesn't know. He's not going to know. He never knows. So therefore, it's mechaperim with the lack of his knowledge. Moisef aleim shel yom kippurim. On top of that, the yom kippurim is mechaper on even more. Shehein mechaper the carbon that's brought on yom kippur. Shehein mechaperin ala tar shachlas atame. It is mechaper on the first one that we said, the tar that eats tame to go kachim. Val shehein ba yidia lo bechilu v'besayif. The second one that we said, that he doesn't know anything. He didn't know that he was tamei. He still doesn't know it at all. V'al shel ein b'yodia b'tchila, a person who did not know in the beginning that he was tamei. Aval yesh b'yodia l'b'sayf, but he does know about it now. Somebody made him aware that he had touched the sheretz, that he had become tamei. So let's look over here. We have, this is the sa'ir shel Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper just on the tahar shel achalas atameh. This is the sa'ir of the regalim, that is on the tahar shel achalas atameh, and also ein b'yodia lo b'chilu v'lo b'sayf. And the third one, is which is the sa'ir of Yom Kippur, which is mechaper on three. Tahar achalas atameh, ein b'chilu v'lo b'sayf, ein b'yodia b'chilu v'yesh b'yodia b'sayf. He does know about it in the end. So Amar Loi, the Chachamim asked him the question that we asked again in the previous Mishnah, Mahu sheyikruvu ze b'zeh. If one gets lost and you need to pull another one, can you pull the one that was set aside for Rosh Chodesh on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, you pull aside the one that was set aside for Rosh Chodesh, or so and so, or such and such. Amar Lahem, hein. Yes, you can. Bring one for the other. Amar Loi, im kain. Let's think about this. Now, I understand if you're going to be bringing the one that would have been set aside for Yom Kippur on Rosh Chodesh, because that has included in it, in these three things, is included this one. But if this one gets lost, and now you're taking this one instead, but this is only for Tarash al-Chasatameh, it's not for these three. It's not for the other two. It wasn't. So it's not included. So why? How do you say that? Amalayim Kain, you should Yom Kippurim craving b'shal Rosh Chodesh. The one that was set aside for Yom Kippur, you're going to bring on Rosh Chodesh. That I understand. Aval heich shal Rosh Chodeshim craving Yom Kippurim. The one that was set aside for Rosh Chodesh, how could it bring it on Yom Kippur? L'chaper kapor she'en shalah, and it's going to end up being mechaper for something that, when it was set aside, was not considered part of what it's going to be mechaper for. Rosh Chodesh should only be mechaper for one thing. Amar Lahen, no, that's all one big category, and therefore it's all considered the same thing. He's not Kulam boim lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. They're all coming to be mechaper on something that has to do with having something that is tamei in the mikdash or in the kadshim that is supposed to be in the beis mikdash. Yashar koyach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.